I ams of Jesus Christ. As you know, that when God, Moses encountered the burning bush and asked who, and God spoke to him and he asked who he was, he said, I am who I am. And meaning that he is all important, and that he cannot be described in human terms because he is so much beyond our human ability to comprehend. And so Jesus has gone through and has been telling us throughout the book of John, I am. The very first one was what? I am what? The bread. I am the bread. I am the bread of life. Okay. Then he went on to say, I am the light of the world. Then he said, I am the door or the gate. That is, that no one comes to the Father except through him. But that the door is open. There is a door. There's one door, but there is a door. And you can come to know the Lord as your Lord and Savior. And then he went on to say, very closely connected, that I am the good shepherd. And he defined how he cares for his sheep, but also how he knows his sheep by name. He has a personal relationship with those that God has given him. And then he went on to tell us that I am the resurrection. Okay, so it's, and this of course occurred, you remember, when we were talking about Lazarus died and Jesus was going to raise him from the dead, and his sister said, Lazarus' sister said, I know that he will be raised on the last day at the resurrection. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Meaning that he is the resurrection. That is, when on the last day, when he returns to the earth in his glory, all the dead will be raised first. And then those of us who have believed and are still alive will be raised up to him. But more importantly, he is the resurrection today. Spiritual, that's the living resurrection. But just as he raised, when he was here in person, he raised Lazarus from the dead physically, and he will raise us from the dead physically when he comes back. But he also raises us spiritually today. He is our resurrection today. And any of us who have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior know that we were brought into a new life, as he explained to Nicodemus and everything. You must be born again and you experience a new life living in Jesus Christ. He has given us that resurrection. And today we come to our scripture, another I am. And so, hear now the word of our Lord, starting in the book of John, chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. I know you've heard this many times at funerals, but this funerals, just like this scripture, are not for the dead, they're for the living. And this is for the living. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father. That will be enough for us." If you look at the King James Version, it says, "That will suffice us for us." But I think they've had mercy on preachers and they don't make us say suffice us anymore. So sometimes they tell us to say sufficient. We could do that. Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own." Notice that he said, "not just my own." Jesus is God. God is in Jesus. "The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it." And this is the word of our Lord. I am the way and the truth and the life. So often you'll hear this spoken of in an exclusionary way, saying that the main point of this is that there is no other way to Christ. And that is true. To God. There is no other way to God but through Jesus Christ. We live in a world today that doesn't like that, that doesn't accept that. We live in a world today who do not want to conform their lives to the teachings of Jesus Christ, do not want to live their lives according to the written scripture, and do not want to be governed by the words of the Bible. Therefore, it is very important to them, since who wants to go to hell? Who wants to be condemned? It's very important to them that there must be another way. Because I don't like this way. And if you're saying this is the only way, then you're narrow-minded and bigoted. We live in a world today when Jesus says, "I am the way, and I am the way, and I am the truth," that people want to each be able to have their own truth. But then is that really truth if everybody makes up their own truth? It makes as much sense for everybody to have their own truth as it does for everybody to have their own length of a yardstick. Some want a yardstick this long, some want a yardstick this long. It's okay when we tell about our fishing trips, but it's not okay when we stand before our Maker. Everybody can't have their own weights and measurements. Neither can they have their own truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Some people get very, very angry if you tell them that Jesus is the only way, because they feel that, well, what about the Buddhist? What about the people of Islam? Didn't God make them? Absolutely. He did indeed make them. Does God want them? He does indeed want them. And they get very upset when we tell them that there is only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ, not through Muhammad, not through being born many, many lives over and over again through various mystical processes, but only through belief in Jesus Christ. And see, I find it absolutely amazing that they get upset because there is only one way. I find it amazing that there is a way. There is a way to God. Isn't that amazing that there is a way to God? It's like the sheep pen. The good news is there's a gate. Don't be mad because there's not six gates. There's a gate. And the way is narrow, and the way is God's way, but it is a way. And thank God there is a way. People get upset because they can't have it their way. If they want it their way, go to Burger King, but you can't go to God that way. I didn't know it until I had grandchildren, but you know, you can go to Burger King and say, I want 5 burgers on that bun, and they just charge you so much for every other one. If you want it, if you want 6 slices of tomatoes, they'll do it. If you want a whole onion, they'll give it to you. They'll do it your way. But if you want to go to heaven, you got to do it God's way. You have to do it according to the word found in Scripture. You have to do it according to what Jesus Christ has given us. There is no other way. And the importance of that is that it is the truth. God's word is true. We all have relationships. And the one thing that I value most in my relationships is truth. There is nothing more important to me in a relationship than truth. I don't want to be told every time they see me that I have lost weight. My weight hasn't changed in 15 years. I would like it to change, but telling me that I look like I've lost weight is not truth. I haven't. I want a relationship to be true. I want to know that when the person tells me yes, that means they will do what they said they'll do. When they tell me no, that they've made up their mind, they're not going to do it. I want to know when they tell me they're going to pray for me, that they will really be praying for me. When they say their heart goes out to me, I want to see the pain. I want them to feel empathy. When they tell me that they love me, I don't want it to be conditional. I want their love to be unconditional. Even when I mess up, which I will. When they tell me they'll be there for me, I want them to be there for me even when I'm wrong. Even when I'm weak. Even when I'm sick. And even when I'm not nice to be around. I want the truth. That's what I value in a relationship. That's what God values in a relationship. Jesus says, I am the way and I am the truth. And Jesus wants us to come His way. But He wants us to come in truth. He wants us to be honest with Him and honest with ourselves, to understand that we know who we are, that we know what we are, that we admit our weaknesses, that we admit the things that we have done wrong, that we come to Him in truth, even if it's not a good truth, even if it's not a truth that we would want to share, even if it's not a truth that we like the fact that He knows about, because He knows the truth. But if we trust Jesus as being the way, if we put our faith in Jesus Christ, if we come to Him in truth, then what does He say? I am life. I am life. And I am life eternal. And I am life bountiful. I am life wonderful. I am life in God's glory. Jesus wants us to come to Him the way that God has designed for us to come to Him. In complete submission. In complete humility. In complete honesty. Don't you recall when Jesus gave the example? He said that the two people came in to the temple to pray, and the Pharisee came in, and the trumpets blew and announced that he arrived, and he came in, and he said, God, I have kept your commandments. I have done all these things. I give a tenth of everything I have to the temple. I give to the poor. I have done these things. I thank you, God, that you haven't made me like these other wretched people. I thank you, God, that you haven't made me like the sinful tax collector back there. And the sinful tax collector stood in the back and he beat his chest and he tore his clothes and he said, God, please forgive me. God, I'm not worthy of you. God, I am not worthy to stand before you and ask your forgiveness, but please forgive me. And don't you remember who Jesus said already had his rewards here on earth and who God would accept? We have to come to God in truth. God's just like you. He doesn't like relationships that are not built on truth. He knows that any relationship that we've had with Him, no matter how damaged by lies that we have told God, by how damaged by the mistakes that we have made before God, by no matter how damaged our relationships are, He knows that if we turn to truth and come to Him in humility and sincere repentance and ask forgiveness, just like relationships with us, they can be healed. They can be renewed. They can be restored. And they have value before the sight of God. God wants a relationship with us, but He wants it in truth. Because that is His way. The people of the early church were not called Christians. Christian came on as a slur, came on as something making fun of these Christ followers. They were called Christians because they believed that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead. That Jesus Christ was God. But before that, they were called people of the way. The early Christians were called people of the way because over and over again, Jesus said, I am the way. This is the way. He told us what the way is. We know the way. All we have to do is come to Him in truth. Because He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And so when we come to God through the way, through Jesus Christ, and we come to Him in truth and humility and honesty with who we are, what we are, what I have done, what I haven't done, when I quit lying to myself and quit lying to God and quit lying to others, and I can come to God in truth, and He offers me life, and He offers you life eternal, and because He is the resurrection, He gives you a new life here and now and today. And He will come to you on the last day and raise you from the dead, and you will live with Him forever. And if you are resurrected by God today, you will live forever in God. Your resurrection begins today. Your resurrection and life begins when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And it continues forever. And though you may die physically, you will not die spiritually, and you will be reunited with your body on the last day. Do you need any other way? Isn't that way sufficient? And thank God there is a way. Amen.